a tough loss for you guys tonight. Just really cold shooting to start off. Had kind of a tough time trying to figure out the defense tonight that Canyon Randall was trying to run here.
No, we knew what defense we're in. We just don't want to shoot the ball sometimes. You know, I've said that in the paper before. I've said it, you know, in person. But we got guys that have open shots that don't want to shoot the ball if they miss one.
Well, the shooting was cold early on. It attempted a lot of shots from three-point range. Couldn't get those down until the fourth quarter, but guys found a way to stay within arm's reach. They're down 17-10 at the break. They made 6-0 runs, but there was some runs there that Canyon Randall made that were just too much to overcome here tonight.
Well, we've made some mistakes that are correctable, I hope. Mm-hmm. You know, at the time we get on film, you know, the great, you know, I just told them, you know, the great thing about one of these tournaments is you get a chance to step back on the floor the next day. Okay, the bad thing about one of these tournaments is you don't get a lot of teaching time with it for the next day, you know, as far as for the next game, actually. You know, we don't want to play physical on the inside. I mean, there's opportunities where our post guys, you know, they don't got to go post up the big kid every time. You know, at the high post, if they will get between, you know, the top defender and the ball, they're actually posting up the top of the zone. You know, those are things that we're not doing. You know, we had some opportunities where we had pretty good shooters passing up, you know, good shots. You know, you got to be willing to shoot the jump shot at the free throw line, no matter if you're 0 for the day. You know, those are free throws. Those are shots you get a lot of practice at with your free throws and also with your jump shots. So, you know, you're going to have games where you're not very hot. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, you got to be able to get the ball inside a little bit, you know, with a ball fake. I mean, you know, when we talk about doing things that we do in practice, and, you know, right now they haven't, you know, correlated to what we're actually doing on the floor. You know, so, you know, as those things come, we'll get a little bit better. I mean, you know, this team right now, they played better tonight than what we've seen them play on film. They play, you know, a lot better than what they played last night. You know, they had some careless turnovers, but, you know, they got some outstanding shooters. You know, they got some nice athletes. You know, the thing is, you know, for us is, you know, I don't know if we gave them too much respect as far as the kids on the floor, as far as, you know, not attacking them like you should, or if it's just one of those nights where we didn't make shots.
Well, one of the players that ended up stepping in and making some pretty good shots, Drake McCray tonight, after a tough night last night with 2 points, and he ends up leading you guys with 10, and he looked like he had a pretty good shooting rhythm overall tonight when he did attempt his shots.
Well, when Drake got his shots, he was within the rhythm of what we're trying to do. I mean, he was in a short corner, got a couple, you know, right underneath the elbow. Those are the positions we're trying to get the ball. You know, when our guards are too busy, you know, worrying about the outside defender instead of looking to those places, then you know, we're not going to get that shot. So, you know, Drake did a good job with the offense part. You know, he still has to clean up some defensive mistakes. But, you know, he has a nice shot. He's a good shooter. He just has to take care of business as far as, you know, playing the rest of the game.
Well, like you mentioned earlier, it's going to be a quick turnaround tomorrow night. It's going to be really truly a road game for you guys. It's going to be Garden City, and I just saw earlier they won by 4 tonight over Wichita Trinity, but tomorrow night could be a pretty good battle between Scott City and Garden City. It sounds like they have a couple of pretty quick guards as well.
They got a bunch of kids that are good athletes at the guard position. They're pretty guard heavy. I think they lost their post kid, you know, for some games or maybe from the season. So, I mean, they're not going to be real big, but they are going to be extremely quick. You know, probably going to see a little bit more pressing against us than what we have, you know, so far this year. But, you know, it's a game that if you go out and make shots, it's winnable. If it's a game that you don't want to shoot and you're kind of cold, then it's probably not going to win.